what I always think about in this process, if you think about the process of change, what are complicating factors? And this is true not just for the seriously mentally ill, but it's true for all of us in terms of trying to change any behavior. Complicating factors are in the context of our lives. People don't change individual things separately and say, okay, let me go over here and do this, and I'm not going to pay attention to anything else going on in my life. They have to change in the context of all the other things that are going on. So if you think about substance abuse, and if I'm actually using cocaine periodically and whatever, and trying to kind of stay with my medication, it's going to be problematic. I'm going to not have the concentration. It's going to interfere with my desire. It's going to interfere with my decision-making. It's going to interfere with my planning. So the substance will interfere with the tasks that you need to do. On the opposite side, the same way. If you think about the trying to change my substance abuse and quitting using cocaine, well, the depression that comes in is going to change the way I think and value things in my decision making. It's going to undermine my commitment because I really don't have any energy to do anything. It's going to kind of screw up my plan to what I was going to do to kind of stop using cocaine. So it's going to get in the way. So that's an example of those two getting in the way of each other, but lots of other problems, family problems, health problems, systems problems, all of those get in the way and can interfere with me following through on what I was hoping to do, what I'm planning to do, what I'm working on, the task that I'm working on at the present moment.